Hello and welcome to my weekly podcast. Well, I want to begin this week by expressing my solidarity with those who have been affected by the flooding of last week in and around the Clonakilty areas, but critically also, not just the town, but the areas of Rathbarry and Ballinascarty, who also felt the effects of flooding. I want to pay tribute to the community effort in all of those areas, which saw a very rapid response in terms of the cleanup and saw a brilliant element of friendship in that everyone came out and helped each other out in order to ensure that the effects were somewhat lessened. Unfortunately, the flood damage took its toll. And on that one, I understand Cork County Council have made an application for funding to the Department of Transport. Now, I'll be raising this issue with Minister Varadkar in the Dáil before the Dáil rises for the summer recess, and I'll be absolutely emphasising the role that the Department of Transport will play in terms of funding to restore the areas, particularly the road area in Rathbarry, which was significantly damaged, but also indeed the Minister of State, the Office of OPW, Mr Brian Hayes. Minister Hayes visited the area and I was in his company, he needed that, and I'll be impressing upon him the various solutions that people in the locality want to be considered in the context of his department's response to that. I'll spare no effort with colleagues in ensuring that the political response is prompt and is satisfactory. There was a great crowd in Dunmanway at the weekend for the All-Ireland Bowling Finals. Dunmanway is a great location, I think, for these kinds of events. It was particularly good to see Martin Coppinger coming through to clinch the All-Ireland title. But it was also good, I think, to see other teams in the north sharing the spoils. It's great for tourism numbers, great for the local economy, and it's always great to welcome people from around the country to the hidden gem of West Cork. There's been a lot of controversy over the last week or two in relation to who should chair the new banking inquiry. And there's been a lot about whether it should be the PAC chairman or the chairman of the Finance Committee of the Oireachtas. Now, I'm a member of the Public Accounts Committee, and the PAC has already published a report on the crisis in the banking sector and has outlined questions that we feel need to be answered in the context of getting to the bottom of the banking crisis. And the critical challenge facing the present government is to find out what exactly happened the night of the blanket guarantee. What was the advice? Who was involved in the decision-making process? Why did the last Fianna Fáil Green administration sign up to this, which has been so costly for the compliant taxpayer in this country? And look at the economic mess that it has contributed directly to. So it's not entirely the chairmanship of that that's the issue here. The issue here is whether or not the fundamentals of that inquiry are such that we'll see the committee get to the bottom of what exactly happened the night of the blanket guarantee. Well, that's it from me. You can follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, and my website is www.michaelmccarthy.ie.